This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. Vice President Kamala Harris visited Arvada today to discuss federal efforts to combat climate change. Thanks to new laws, she says the U.S. government will invest around $1 trillion in the fight. And Harris says the money isn't only about preventing the worst climate catastrophes.
It's not only like, hey, let's throw out the life raft and everybody just pull it in, you know? We're actually creating new things, new ways of doing things. And that's very exciting.
Colorado is expected to see more than $13 billion in green energy incentives due to the Inflation Reduction Act. A Colorado Springs youth LGBTQ group will begin reopening its community center over the next few weeks. Inside Out Youth Services closed for several months following an increase in threats of violence. Liz Smith with Inside Out says the community center is vital to offering support.
And for some of our young people, they're never going to be accepted at home, and they're never going to be accepted at school. So having this one space where they are accepted without question, without judgment, can literally save their lives.
Smith says efforts have been made to increase security and safety with a focus on threats from white supremacist groups. Colorado's gaming division will award more than $1 million to address gambling addiction. It'll pay for things like training gambling counselors, research, a college awareness program, and the creation of a problem gambling center in Colorado. The grants are the first since Governor Polis signed the Responsible Gaming Grant Program into law last year. This is CPR News.